It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, this weekend's show is going to focus on the Sonora Area Foundation. We're pleased to be joined in the studio by Daryl Slocum, who is the executive director of the organization. Daryl, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome. Great to see you.
So how long have you been serving now as the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation?
Just recently, I celebrated my five-year anniversary with the foundation, and it's just been such a phenomenal experience. Wonderful people, terrific staff members, board, get to work with the community a lot. It's just been one of the best experiences of my life.
5 years, did it fly by?
It sure seems like it has. And of course, you throw a pandemic in there, and that's changed everyone's timetable, I think. But it's been just a wonderful 5 year period.
Well, definitely congratulations on that 5 year anniversary. I want to ask you a little bit about the Innovation Challenge. That's something that was announced before COVID and kind of got delayed because of it a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit first off about what this Innovation Challenge was?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it did get derailed a little bit because of the pandemic, but we still were able to pull it off. The idea is fairly simple. Our nonprofit organizations get really busy doing their day-to-day work, and often it's difficult to carve out time to work on strategic planning or to think about big picture, where we want to be, how do we get there, what can we do. And knowing or sensing that they needed some help, we came up with the idea of a challenge, just to challenge our nonprofit organizations to find some time, spend some time brainstorming, have a board retreat, et cetera, to think in terms of where the organization is now, where it needs to be, and how to get there. And so we offered some prize money. Our board put up $50,000 in prize money and encouraged the organizations to spend some time answering the question, what would you do if you could do anything?
So what type of feedback and input did you get?
People loved it when we first announced it. They got really excited about it. You could kind of sense the buzz, and then the pandemic hit. So plans got put on the back burner while our nonprofits were busy doing what? Innovating, trying to figure out how to function during the pandemic, how to work remotely, et cetera. But we didn't give up on it. We just postponed the deadline, kicked it down the road. And finally, at the end of August was the final date. And we had 27 organizations that participated and sent in ideas. And we're thrilled with the response, especially during the pandemic, that 27 organizations carved out the time necessary to work on this program.
And have awards from the Innovation Challenge been handed out yet?
They have. And the $50,000 I mentioned in prize money was enhanced by a gift from Front Porch Foundation, which is one of our giving partners. They added $10,000. And so the $60,000 prize money was divvied out between three organizations. The top prize winner was TuCare, and their plan to construct an engineered, strategically placed fire break around the most vulnerable parts of Tuolumne County. Second place was the Youth Sports Foundation, which has a plan to develop the fields adjacent to Standard Park with an expansion of recreational facilities and an enhancement by adding some things that are not currently available. And third place was the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, which submitted a plan to convert downtown Sonora to Christmas Town during the holidays.
To Christmas Town, what does that mean?
Well, when I told my daughter about it, she said, "You mean like a Hallmark movie?" And I thought about it and I said, "Exactly. The idea is to just to create a Christmas-themed downtown area to benefit local residents, but also to encourage tourism and, of course, economic development in the downtown area."
Then you mentioned TuCare, the largest, 35,000. Are you able to share a little bit about the thinning that they're hoping to do or planning to do?
Well, it's much more major than a thinning. It's and this is their answer. A lot of people, after the campfire happened up in Butte County where paradise was lost, because of the similarities in our terrain, people were asking, what can we do to prevent a campfire from happening here in Tuolumne County? Well, TuCare went to work on it, and they have foresters, fire professionals associated with their organization, and they put significant time and effort into creating a plan where they determine what the most vulnerable areas of our county are. And what it consists of is fire breaks, significant fire breaks around those areas in order to minimize the chances that even if a fire occurs, that it will get out of control and put in jeopardy large residential areas.
And then the Youth Sports Foundation, are you able to kind of share what they're looking to do?
Again, they're planning on expanding the property that's right adjacent to Standard Field so that it would be within walking distance of the existing structures. And it's an elaborate plan that consists of adding more fields, multi-use fields for soccer and other sports, but also other amenities like batting cages and a pickleball court and other programs that will then be located in one central location. And their plan is to make this facility available to the public, but also use it to enhance out-of-area groups to come in for tournaments, et cetera.
You know, having received, as you mentioned, 27 applications, I imagine it was difficult to narrow it down to these final three.
It was extremely difficult, and our board was tasked with that responsibility. I'm happy to say I didn't have to vote because there was a lot of ideas that I loved. But what I can add is that because we were so thrilled with the response, I encouraged my board to look beyond just the prize winners. And so ultimately, they made some more money available. And in fact, every entry got something ranging from $1,000 to $5,000. And there were a couple of projects, BJ, that were actually fully funded.
That's great. And some of these other ones, maybe just kind of some seed money to keep that innovation, you know, going and hopefully find the finish line at some point?
We hope so. The what they do with the money is up to them because it was an unrestricted grant. There was no requirement that they had to use it specifically toward the project. But what we're hoping is that the organizations that participated and others that heard about the Innovation Challenge will make time periodically to think about strategy and long-term planning.
You know, what have been some of the other noteworthy grants from this past year?
Well, again, out of that Innovation Challenge, there were three in particular that were kind of focused in the mental health arena. Spiritual Roads is an organization here in Tuolumne County that does outreach and counseling for substance abuse victims. And they came up with an idea that fits right in with the pandemic, which is to build a website and to create a virtual sponsor so that an individual in the community who's struggling but may not be motivated to the point yet of picking up the phone can go online to a website and find resources available to them to help them. And our board liked that idea, and we gave them a grant of $22,000 to support construction of that website. Second one was the Yes Partnership, which is a group that's been active in our area for some time. They have the Friday Night Live programs, and they focus on teen issues and including prevention of teen suicide. Their work has shown them the importance and the need for a trained group that can go out and offer services when, unfortunately, a suicide has occurred. So they asked for consideration of an idea to create a Tuolumne County LOSS program. And the LOSS is an acronym that focuses on trained individuals that are dispatched in the wake of a suicide to provide counseling and support services to families whose lives have been upended by the loss of a loved one.
Need to take a pause just for a second there, Daryl. We need to take a quick break. I love hearing about these different efforts and projects in the community. We're going to pick up on this conversation in just a minute. We're talking with Daryl Slocum, who is the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation. He's been getting us up to speed about the recently concluded Innovation Challenge, where a lot of innovative projects will be receiving funding locally here in the community. Also giving us a recap of some other big noteworthy grants from this past year. We're going to be picking up on that conversation in just a second. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.